Blog Talk Radio.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Street. And tonight, we are in the war room. It is time to pray on this Monday, May the 2nd, 2022. Now, I am indeed Apostle Shalene Cook, and I want to welcome you to tonight's prayer meeting. And joining me tonight are three of Spirit Alive's very anointed intercessors and servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Evangelist Tina Brown. Tonight, we are going to be standing as a family, coming together on one accord, praying for the people of God. And before we start this prayer meeting in earnest, let us first have a word of prayer and invite God himself into the mix. Amen. Glory to God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace right now, giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise for this opportunity, Father God, to come together with Evangelist Tina and Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa and Apostle Zeta to lift up your people, Lord. You have declared and decreed, Lord God, that your house is a house of prayer. So, Lord, we, your servants tonight, are coming together on one accord to pray. And we are praying, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will step in and have his way so that your people, Lord God, will be encouraged. They will be empowered, inspired. And, Lord, it is our fervent prayer, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that on tonight they would come to you and make you their Lord and their Savior, Lord God. All that we do, Lord, we do heartily unto your glory, Lord. We do it to bring you honor. We do it to bring you praise. And you have said, Lord God, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto yourself. So it is in Jesus' holy and righteous name that we come together and ask you to bless our prayer meeting on tonight. Amen and glory to God. Before me, I have some prayer requests, some prayer needs. And we are going to begin with Minister Tina tonight because I know that her heart is with the young people. And right now, we have young people who are depressed. They are committing suicide at even greater rates. We have children that are being exploited, that are being abused and misused. We have children who are lost, who are afraid, and they need the love and the protection of God Almighty. So I am going to ask Evangelist Tina Brown to come forth and to allow the Holy Spirit to use her to pray for our children in a mighty and powerful way. Evangelist Tina, please come forth and allow the Father to use you. Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, lifting up all of your children to you, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless your children from the top of their head to the bottoms of their feet, Heavenly Father, so that they will be protected. We lift up the children who are being abused at this moment, Heavenly Father, who may be in a domestic violence situation where their parents may have physical violence, or they may have verbal violence to where the child is feeling in danger, Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are lifting up all the children that are being trafficked right now at this moment.
Yes,
that are being taken from their parents, or they're being taken from their own home and being put in a place that is very harmful to them, Heavenly Father. We just lift them up to you, Lord.
Yes,
we lift
Jesus.
The children who may be sick with some sort of disease, Heavenly Father, who
yes.
may not be here just to last another day or another week or another month. We lift all the sick children up to you as well, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
So they may know you, Heavenly Father, and be able to be with you in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. All the children around the world who may be hungry, who may want food,
yes.
or who may not have nothing to eat, who may be homeless with their families because their families are poor, Heavenly Father. We lift the poor children up to you. May they be able to have food to eat and shelter for their families and themselves, Heavenly Father. We lift the children to you right now in our schools, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
The schools
yes.
are not doing right by our children, Heavenly Father. They're teaching them to do things that are not of your will, Heavenly Father. And we just ask that you come in and you throw the blood of Jesus on these schools to stop teaching the children to not walk with you, Heavenly Father. The things that they're telling these children that they can do are not of you, Heavenly Father. So we
yes,
pray that you
right.
come down to the schools and you help these children so that these children will not be afraid. They will not feel like they don't belong, Heavenly Father. They will not feel like they need to do something harmful to themselves because they feel like they're different or what have you. They feel like because they're straight and not the way that the school's teaching them to be, that because they love the Lord, that they have no need to want to be able to take their life, Heavenly Father. We pray for those children who are depressed, children whose parents who might have drug addiction or alcohol addiction, and they're just sitting there being the parent themselves, Heavenly Father, watching over their parents, Heavenly Father. We pray for those. We pray for the children to help their parents, whether it be their mother or their father, to encourage their parent to remove themselves from a domestic violence situation so that the children can be saved, blessed, Heavenly Father. We lift up all these children to you. May they have your mercy and your grace. May they come to you for guidance, Heavenly Father. May they want to learn more about you and learn more about your son, Jesus Christ, and how Jesus Christ will save them because he died for their sins and that they do matter. The children are of your children, Heavenly Father. They're your children. They're only on loan for us, Heavenly Father. And I pray for all the parents with these children, maybe that have special needs. Maybe there's children who are disabled and it's taxing on the parents. And the parents are abusing these poor children who don't have a choice in what is wrong with their special, and what type of special need they may have, Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you bless them, comfort them in their time of need, Heavenly Father, and that there be somebody nearby who can mentor them who love you, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you so much for your children. Your children are blessings to us, and we love
yes.
our children. And may our children be shown love, Heavenly Father, the ones that are out there needing you, the ones that are really asking for your guidance. Thank you so much for bringing them to safety. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Let the prayer warriors say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We know that since this onset of COVID and before then, many people, and even Christians, even servant leaders, have been struggling with depression, with anger, with rage, with confusion, with doubt, and with fear. They are getting caught up in what their eyes and ears, their eyes see and their ears hear. But we have Pastor Vanessa Carver here with us tonight, who is also an intercessor and a prophetess. And she is the host of Wounded No More. And what I would like for her to do at this time is to come forth and pray for the mindset and the healing and these negative spirits that are plaguing not just the unsaved, but the saved as well. So, Pastor Vanessa, would you please come forth and allow the Lord to use you in his very special way?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Father God, first of all, we just thank you because we need to remember that who you are, how sovereign you are, how loving you are, how kind you are, how long-suffering you are, how merciful you are, how faithful you are, how you're a light in places of darkness, Lord, that you light our way through your word. And right now, Lord, I just come before you, Father God, that we never forget that you remind us of who you are and who we can be in our places of weakness right now. Because when we're in a place of weakness spiritually and mentally and emotionally, Father God, you bear us up and you protect us in those vulnerable places so that we can heal. And right now, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, today that those who are suffering, that we begin to pray, those who believe in the power of prayer, Lord,
yeah.
that they pray along with us for the things on this show tonight, but especially, Lord, for those places of affliction, those who are dealing with mental illness, those who are afraid to come forth, even is still being stigmatized, Lord, even amongst the body of Christ. I thank you, Lord, for them to discern and be able to lay hands on those, even how we minister to one another, Father God, that becomes
something that we look at through your eyes, that we begin to be able to take the things that we see in the world, Lord, that not that they're worldly, but as to administer these things in the body of Christ, to incorporate them, Lord, from a place of love and from a place, Father God, where we are blessed and highly favored because we have access to you. And I thank you, Lord, today that even now I believe that a lot of people suffer with these things because they don't know who they are in you. And I thank you, Lord, today that you open up the eyes and their ears as they begin to come in alignment and understand and learn and be teachable about identity through Christ, not identity through mama and daddy and just generational things that may have been good, but some have been horrific and dysfunctional at every root. And I thank you, Lord, today that we once again, Lord, as a body of Christ, begin to learn how to deal with and how to come against and how to tear down generational curses. Father God, we need to deal with our mindsets and our perspectives and then begin to undermine our purposes in you, and that we begin to embrace that more, even from the very basic things, learning that we are loved and how that means so much. And I thank you, Lord, because only your divine intervention draws to you. Lord, that we remember that some of us are lost, but you found us, and I thank you that you begin to find us in the house of God. You begin to show us who we are again and again, and we begin to dream again. Lord, I know you have a way of intervening into our dreams and even helping us know it's time to be healed. It's time to come forth. It's time to believe what I said about you. And so I just thank you that there are those in the body that can begin to believe you again, that you begin to
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith 101, that we begin to have our eyes and our understanding be enlightened. Not who we think we are, but who we really are. And even as you
yes.
begin, and you're struggling every way that we don't bear, that we don't grace ourselves underneath that, and that we begin to get up under it, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You knew us before we were in our mother's womb, so there are all the things that you would desire to reveal to us. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that especially in our different assemblies, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person, that they begin just a healing wave. Just a healing wave. Yes. That's always available to us at any given time. And that we begin to say yes to you, Lord. I want to be healed. That we expose ourselves, that we examine ourselves, and we ask
yes.
where am I at versus where God says I should be. And I thank you, Lord, today for filling in those voids, and that we remove these false burdens and people. And tradition and just different things and trying to please people, because that's why some of us are sick. That's why some of us are afflicted mentally, because we're trying to please people instead of trying to please you, Lord. And I thank
yes.
you, Lord, that those who are courageous, those who are victorious, Father God, begin to hold up that the hope that we begin to put on and keep on the whole arm of God, that we're not always in warfare, Lord, because in many times you're fighting for us, but for those who are in the way of you fighting for us, we begin to rest. But that's why some of us are sick too as well. We don't know how to rest. We don't know how to be still. We don't know how to be at peace. And we don't need
say
to
say it,
Lord. I'm not pointing my finger at those, but I thank you, Lord, today that you begin to show us where we are. It's, you know, because many things, you sent Jesus to die for our sins. And we are no longer in a curse. We shouldn't even be talking about generational curses. You are a curse on the cross for us. And so us in the body of Christ, we need to stand on your word and begin to believe in your promises. And I just pray, Lord, that you, especially your servant leaders and those who have dedicated and sacrificed their life to you, become the new levels of healing, new levels of restoration in every area of our lives. That we don't work ourselves ragged, that we don't, you know, do things in our own strength and not come up out of that. Come up out of the reasoning for why we do it in the first place. Why do we do that in the first place? So, Father God, as you begin to ask us, in such a loving, gentle way, what is wrong, and let you fix it. I pray, Lord, that we become new levels of submission to you, to your will in every way, that there be more unity. I believe that's why there's no unity in the body as well, because many people are ashamed, and we don't know how to cover each other, and we don't know how to have healthy environments. But I thank you, Lord, that I believe that is changing. It's changing. And I thank you, Lord, today that we will be those who will create healthy community, where we're not just doing church, but we're doing kingdom. And what does that look like on a daily basis, not just on Sunday? And
yes.
being the practical way
yes.
of our life, that we really would not be double-minded every day, or have, you know, compartmentalized, or have this dysfunctional mindset and things that keep us in a holding pattern. We're not in a holding pattern. We're more than conquerors, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, today for your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds as we heal. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In our world today, we had Evangelist Tina come and pray for our young people, and you can hear Evangelist Tina every Sunday morning on the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And now we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum with Mother Mitchell. In this society today, there are so many of our elders that are being disrespected, forgotten, looked over, counted out. They are always the first when programs that concern them, even in the church, are sometimes some of the first programs to go. If they are sick, many times it's almost like, especially even before COVID, it was as if they didn't even exist. So what I'm going to do now is ask the mother of this church to come forth and to pray for our elders, pray for those senior citizens, pray for those saints who have lived and who have given and who have shared and need the strength and the comfort and the help that the Lord can send to them when the rest of the world seems all but have forgotten them. Mother Mitchell, please come forth and pray for our elders.
Thank you, Bishop. First, give an honor to God. I just want to say we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, no matter what age we are. We thank you because we know you are our all in all. But we come, Lord, with a special supplication to you for our elderly who are getting weak in limbs. Their footsteps are getting a little shorter, Father God, because it's nearing our time to come and have you love us and care for us. Because the world down here, Father God, can be a cruel place. When your steps slow down, you slow down. You can't do what you've always done. We can't always work like we used to, Lord God. So we just pray and ask you to just come and sup with us and sit with us and encourage our hearts, Lord, so that we don't think about giving up. Help us, Father God, because our all in all is in you, not our children, not our friends, but in you, Father God, because you are the only one that has planted us by that river of water, and we have to stand like that tree and be unmovable until you come. And that's
all right,
what we
amen.
Do,
that's
Lord.
Good.
We want to stand
thank you.
And be with
you. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And when you call us home, Father God, we want to be able to have you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Yes, Lord.
Because
the
whole time that we're here, we're wanting to do what pleases you the most, Father God. And we just thank you that you hold
thank
us to you support us, you encourage us, you are the lifter of our heads. Oh, Father God, we thank you because you are all that we need. And sometimes, Lord, it gets a little hard, but that's all right. It was hard for you. Did we think it was easy when you went up on that old rugged cross for us, Jesus?
By
and
Lord.
They whipped you with cat of nine tails and tore your flesh to the bone.
Come on, play.
But you withheld yourself from calling in angels to come and take you down. You stayed the distance and you ran the race.
Thank
and you laid down your life for us,
Amen.
Father God. We thank you, Lord, because you're so
thank
good
you,
to
Jesus.
Us. No matter what age,
thank
Lord,
you,
we thank you because you're good
thank
to
you,
us
Jesus.
And you love us. And you never will turn your back on
on it. No matter what we do and what we say, Lord, we just want to praise your holy and mighty
Lord.
We
praise
you, Lord, for all
you
do for us, for the food our table.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we just know that it comes from you. You are our provider. You will
provide
us with everything that we need.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Comes from you. And Lord, when we need something, all we have to do is come to you with clean heart and clean hands and say, Father, help me.
Amen. Say that.
I need this. And it's coming. It was coming before you uttered the whole prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
To help you. And to
thank you, Lord Jesus, and
rock you in the cradle of His bosom.
Holy Spirit, move.
You knew you were tired and you were getting a little weary.
Holy Spirit, move.
And sometimes, Lord, when you get too tired and weary, He just calls you on hold. He says, "Come on, my child, and rest. Come on and come with me. You've done all
you can do.
You've run the race." You stayed strong, but now it's time for you to come
and let
me rock you to sleep at night so you can
rest.
So we thank you, Lord God, for all of you. And even more that we can't think of, Lord, because
you're
always going before us and preparing a table before us. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you because you're the only one that's worthy. We just praise your holy and mighty name.
And
thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in the precious, matchless name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, as you know, today you cannot turn on the TV without hearing about the Ukraine and hearing about what's going on. But we know from our holy word that the word declares and decrees there will be wars and there will be rumors of wars. We also know that from the word of God that the government sits upon the shoulder of the Most High God. And we know that many of you out there are worried about the gas prices. You're worried about this and you're worried about that because the wars are going on. Well, I'm going to call Bishop forward, Bishop Lester Carver, who is the host of Tuesday Night Teaching and also a wonderful program called God's Great Love for You. And I'm going to have him, hallelujah, show us how to pray to our Heavenly Father about what we see going on with the people that govern us, not just here in the United States, but all over this world. So, Bishop, won't you please come forth and let the Lord use you, sir?
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We come before you humbly, God. Father, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. There is no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that you sent for our physical wholeness and our spiritual deliverance from sin, God. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in the world through us, to us, with us, and for us, God. And Father, I thank you for all of you people that you have all over the world in places of peace and in places of war, God. Father, I thank you for your presence. You dealt with those people, God. And Father, I thank you for those who have not yet made your son Jesus Christ their master, that you have already called the foundation of the world to be your children, God. Father, I thank you for you making a way to send laborers into their life, whether they're in a place of peace or in a place of war, God. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection around these people, God. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection around your children that you've called before the foundations of the world to be with you. Father, I thank you for the love of your people reaching out to those people and all of their affected families, God, because we know that salvation is not just to them, but to their family as well, God. Father, I thank you for your people taking their place, whether they're in a place of peace or in a place of war. And Father, I thank you for you giving them divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding, God, so that they can have an effect, whether they're in the palace or whether they're in the street, whether they are in the Congress or whether they are in the bar. God, let them be touching and reaching those people that you've called before the foundations of the world to be your children, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us boldness, God, and for you removing the fear that we have within us because we've not fully perfected our love walk toward you, God. Father, give us the humility that we need to truly serve you in reality, God, to make your word effectual in our life and not just theoretical, Father. Allow us to be able to make the world, your word, real in the lives of others, God. Father, I thank you for your promises that you've given us that we can stand upon so that all that you've called can come to you boldly and confidently and know that you are with them no matter what is going on around them, God. Father, I thank you for your hand turning the hearts of the leaders in the direction that you would have them to go, to have the intended effect that you would have. Father, allow your will to be done in all of these situations, God, but allow your people to be protected, God, as you've always protected your people. Allow them to see not just your hand, but your face, God. Allow them to draw near to you as a result of what they're going through. Father, I thank you for you just allowing us to submit to you humbly and allow the level of humility and service to increase in our lives so that we can be used better by you, God. Father, I thank you for the type of love that allows us to sacrifice when we're called to sacrifice, God, to give when we're called to give, God. Father, I thank you for you being able to keep the displaced citizens of the Ukraine safely in health, in comfort, in peace, and allow them to know that your presence is enough. Father, I thank you for you working on the hearts of those countries that they're going to make a place for them, God, to allow them not to be exploited or persecuted, God, but allow them to be protected, God. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection around the orphans, around the widows, around the fatherless, and around these foreigners as they've been displaced from their country, God. Father, I thank you for you being a God of justice, God. I thank you for your justice not just being done in the Ukraine, but being done in the United States and throughout the world, God. Allow your hand to be felt in the decisions that are made in government so that people do what is correct and not just what is convenient, God. Allow those who are actually walking in your power to use that divine wisdom and to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves, knowing that we're in the world but not of the world, God. Allow us to walk in the fullness of the power that you place within us so that we can truly represent you in the world and not tiptoe around those who pretend to have more power than you have. God, I thank you for embracing your absolute power and rejecting relative power, knowing that the power of man is limited and not greater than what we bring to the table through your power, God. Father, I thank you for all of this tonight. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that the body of believers really need now are strong leaders. We have so many false prophets in the pulpits today. We have so many servant leaders who have lost their way. We have pride and carnality. There's so much of it in the church that the world can't tell the difference. And that rests solely on the shoulders of the under-shepherds, those who God has called and sent to edify, to build up, to instruct, to empower, to equip. And we are falling down on some of us are falling down on our jobs. we as servant leaders right now, if we are not instructing every blood-washed believer that we come into contact with to be falling down on their knees and praying instead of complaining, loving instead of doubting, hallelujah, walking as though we serve a mighty, all-knowing, all-powerful God instead of like we're already defeated. That all falls squarely on the shoulders of the servant leader. So at this time, you know, I'm going to call forth, ask the Apostle Zeta Flowers to come forth and pray for all the servant leaders all over this world, because if we don't get it right, how can we possibly expect the people of God to be equipped and be ready for battle if we're falling down on our job? So, Apostle Zeta, ma'am, please come forth and allow the Lord to use you as he will. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you each one. Let us go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you tonight knowing that oftentimes people don't really hear the truth. Oftentimes your word is sugar-coated. Oftentimes your word is not given as you give it to us to give. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up every servant leader, everyone, Lord, every one of us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, everyone across the nation, all over this world, hallelujah, that have taken charge to come forth and minister to your people, hallelujah, in word and deed. But Lord, I pray that as servant leaders go forth, hallelujah, and minister your word to the people that you have placed with them, and also there are many that that perhaps you haven't placed, especially false prophets, false apostles, and on. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will make the crooked things straight, hallelujah, and that even the more your people will hear the truth, hallelujah. We come against the falseness in the body of Christ. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that there are people, as Apostle Shirlene has said before, that people go forth because they want to be seen, they want to be heard. Allow your servant leaders everywhere, Lord, to just know that it's not about them. It's not about us, but it's about you.
Yes,
it's about
Lord
you
God.
That
yes,
your
Lord
people
God.
Need to know about and to
yes,
have a
God.
Right relationship with you, God.
Yes.
So I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done, that you will have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that you would straighten out all the crookedness, the falseness, hallelujah, the pride. In the name of Jesus, that you would bring your leaders into humility and integrity,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, that they will begin to walk upright before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus and your people as well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because many people are being led to destruction, hallelujah,
yes.
Because hallelujah, of the waywardness of a servant leader. So we pray for correctness, for correction, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, especially among your leaders, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father God, you said that judgment will begin in the household of faith, and we're beginning to see it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that,
yes,
that when the leaders are convicted, that they will turn aside from their wickedness.
Yes,
that they
Lord
will turn
God
aside from wanting to have their own way, wanting to feel like they can do what they want to do whenever and however. Lord, I pray,
yes,
that you would cause them, hallelujah, to have a desire to turn around, hallelujah, and to serve you in the right way, in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, Lord, for your name's sake, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that people will not continue to be falling by the wayside. Hallelujah, but they will have sound doctrine. Hallelujah,
yeah,
they will have a better understanding about your love toward them and how much you do love them and what you did. Hallelujah. That really proved your love for all of us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let them show that, Lord, instead of trying to, those that are in their churches and their ministries and what have you, I pray, Lord, that they will no longer try to make it about themselves and wanting,
yes,
those that they serve,
mm-hmm,
to just love on them and not
hear
about the love of God, hallelujah, which,
yeah,
is so important,
Lord,
that people,
Jesus,
know,
have mercy,
that you really love,
yeah,
them, hallelujah,
yes,
in spite,
sir,
of no matter what, no matter where they came from, hallelujah, no matter where what their environment is now even, hallelujah, that it,
yeah,
doesn't matter whether they're rich or poor, hallelujah, oh God, help them to know. Help them to know, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help them to seek your face, God. Help them to,
yes,
know that they can come to you, that they can pray,
yes,
hallelujah, that they can seek you for themselves, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. They don't have to wait, hallelujah, on someone else to do it, but they can call on your name in the name,
yes,
of Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, hallelujah, for a stirring in the body right now in the,
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus, that you're getting the attention, yes, of your servant leaders. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord
in
God.
In Jesus' name, and we just thank you. We praise you for what you're doing and for what you're yet going to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That many souls will come into your kingdom.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Because of the ones that you have chosen that are walking up right before you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord
telling
God
it like it is and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them,
yes,
even in their
Jesus
own lives. And we thank you for it. We
thank
praise
you, Lord,
in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to be praying for,
amen,
the family units. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace as your humble servant, Father, just praising you and glorifying you for the opportunity to stand with these mighty servant leaders and lift up these prayers, supplications, and petitions. Father God, I just first and foremost, I'm praying for the family, your kingdom family, Father God. First and foremost, I pray that it will increase, hallelujah, that those who are lost, Father God, hallelujah, would come to know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord, would come to know how much you love them, would come to know how much that you want to heal them, you want to restore them, you want to raise them up out of that pit, out of that void, out of that darkness they have been walking around in. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, I'm praying for the lost because I know, Lord God, I could not make it without you. So, Lord God, we pray that they will come to know you in the pardon of their sin and that the body of Christ, your family, Lord God, that we would walk in a way that they would feel your love, they would know your word, they would see Jesus,
yeah,
personified.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm praying. praying for the families today. Hallelujah, because the family unit is in trouble. Lord, I pray that love would be the tie that binds. I stand with my sister evangelist Tina, praying for those babies, Lord God. We want our babies to be healthy and whole, Lord God, and to be babies. We don't want our children grown before their time. We don't want them exposed to things that they shouldn't be exposed to because they are most certainly not of you. Lord, I stand, hallelujah, with my sister, Pastor Vanessa.
Yeah.
And she prays for the healing of your people. But we've got to want to be healed. And we've got to place ourselves in a position to be healed. And we've got to get out from under the shame, get out from under the hurt, get out from under the hypocrisy, Father God, so we can get into you.
Oh, yes.
And we can help get you into others.
Yeah.
Because it is all about you. I stand in agreement with my brother, Bishop Lester. We've got to take our eyes off of the TVs. We've got to turn off them radios. And we've got to get in the Word. Hallelujah. You have given us our basic instructions before leaving Earth. Everything that we need to know about what's really going on is in your holy Word.
Amen.
So, Lord, I pray that there would be, that you would just pour out your spirit and there would be a revival in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord God, in a way that they would begin to thirst for you and hunger for you and seek your counsel in things.
Yes, Jesus.
And, Lord, I stand with my mother, Lord God, wanting you to protect the elderly and to use the elderly, Lord God. We, as long as you give us breath, Lord, we will have a purpose. As long as we are here, Lord God, we can pray. As long as we are here, Father God, we can bless somebody. Because if our work was finished, you'd already called us home.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. So, Lord, I stand in agreement. And, Lord, I want to thank you for these servant leaders. I want to thank you, Father God, for Evangelist Tina's son, Kenny, who was just married, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus for her son and his new wife. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Lord, continue to bless her husband by her side. We thank you, Lord God, for his new revelations in the Lord. And, Lord, I want to thank you for Bishop Lester. And, Lord, I want to ask a special blessing upon all that he does.
Thank you, Lord.
He is a faithful, mighty man of God.
Thank
so, Lord,
you.
I pray that you would bless Carver Design, that you would bless every venture that he sets out to do, because he is a man of honesty. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of great faith. And he is a man that stands on your word. And you said, God, that you are a rewarder of those who are obedient to your word. So I'm praying that you bless him. Bless his beautiful wife, Pastor Vanessa, by his side.
Lord,
use her. Use her, Lord, in a mighty way to continue to bring healing and restoration to your people.
Lord.
Bless her, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless her going out and her coming in, Lord God. Help her to transition into this new situation of her elevation, Father God, with a gusto like none other.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Her and Bishop are co-laborers in the ministry. She is not behind him. She is not before him. But she is beside her husband in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I praise you for the example, Lord, of your love that emulates through them individually and as a couple.
Thank you.
And Lord God, I just want to thank you for
thank
Apostle
you.
Zeta, who was ever
Amen.
Faithful, Lord
yes.
God, who was ever
yes.
working tirelessly,
thank
Lord,
yes.
to show forth
thank
your glory.
Praise
to do what is right in your sight.
Thank you, Lord.
She
yes.
esteems others
God.
Higher
yes.
than herself, oh God, and she sacrifices and she works
thank
long
you.
And she works
yes.
hard and she
thank
doesn't
you.
Complain, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you to bless
thank
her, oh God. She stands in the need, Lord God, of a van, Father. Because she's trying to feed the homeless and move this food, Father God. You said be specific.
Yes.
Lord, she stands in the need of a van. She stands in the need, Lord, of a vehicle in order to serve
yes.
you.
Yes.
So we're
yes.
coming together, Lord, as a family, touching and,
yes.
and agreeing and expecting, Lord,
yes.
expecting.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, Apostle
Amen.
Might have to tell you to make it mine. We're just saying we're already agreeing with your request. Hallelujah. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord,
thank
continue
you, Lord.
To grow her church in Oakland, California.
Yes.
I pray
yes,
that you
yes,
send
yes.
humble, willing, obedient
yes.
servants, Lord,
yes, yes.
to come along beside
you,
her and catch the vision that you have given to her in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, send folks that are just willing to work
yes.
in the trenches
yes.
and not become the apostle when they have not been called to be.
Amen.
Send people, Lord
thank
God,
you,
that want to be trained up in the way they need
thank
to be
you.
Trained so that they might
yes.
be effective, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
bless
Jesus.
Her daughter, Azalea,
yes.
Lord God. Protect
yes.
her, oh God.
Yes.
Lead
yes.
her, God.
Anyway,
yes.
oh, God.
In a mighty way. We lift this beautiful
yes.
child up
yes.
right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And Father God,
yes,
you
Lord.
Know I continually pray for my mother as she prepares
yes.
to make this transition from Texas
yes.
to Missouri. Father God,
yes.
I pray in the name
thank
of Jesus,
Jesus
that you would step down into her body and strengthen her in a mighty way. Lord, I pray
in
that you guard her mind. Keep her from confusion. Keep her from distraction. Keep her from anything,
yes, Lord,
Lord
yeah.
that will keep her focused
yeah.
that's on the task
yeah.
at hand. Lord, I pray in the name
yeah.
of Jesus,
yeah.
everybody that she must deal with, from the real estate agents to the finance people to the movers,
yes.
Father God, or some of your
yes.
people, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name okay. of Jesus.
Lord, let nothing come against
yes.
her in any kind of negative way, Lord. Protect her from all her
yes.
harm and danger, Lord. Continue
yes.
to bless her for her faithfulness, oh God.
Yes,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, I just want to thank
yes.
you for what you're doing here at Spirit Alive. I want to thank
yes.
you, Lord
yes.
God, that people
yes.
are being saved, that people are being
yes.
healed, that people are growing
yes.
and being elevated,
thank
oh God.
You.
Yes,
I just
yes.
want to thank you, Father God,
yes.
that we know it's not about us, but it's all about you.
Yes.
I want to thank
yes.
you, Father God.
Yes.
That we do love on one another. We do love
yes.
one another. We know it can
thank
be done.
Thank
and Lord, we're
yes.
praying that other bodies
thank
of believers
you.
Could experience the joy, could experience the love, that can
yes.
experience the peace that you
yes.
have declared. It's real.
Amen.
Lord, we
yeah.
just pray that people, bodies of believers all over this world, families of believers would just get real. Just
yeah.
get real.
Amen. Amen.
And bring their issues to the cross and leave them there.
Amen.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank
yes.
you for it, Lord.
So that, Lord, we can be healed. We can walk together now. We will have the power to overcome the enemy right now. We can live that abundant
yes.
life right now. We don't have to wait to
yes.
live in abundance. You died so that we can have an abundant life right now. You have declared
yes.
and decreed we are victorious right now. Father God, you said,
yes.
you said, that the enemy is already defeated because you did it.
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe you. And every servant leader in the studio tonight believes you too. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for all that, your Holy Spirit has used us to pray. We just want you to get the honor and the glory and all the praise. Because if we had 10,000 tongues, we can praise you enough. We just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, my Lord.
And we just want you to know we're amazed by your grace. We're in awe of your majesty and your power. Hallelujah. Our souls does magnify you, oh God, because you and you and are God alone. And we just want to thank you and give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we as a family do pray it all. And let the beautiful family of God say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. See, prayer gives you power. I was feeling bad before I got up. Look, I was feeling kind of poorly before I came in the studio. Now I feel wonderful.
Amen.
I feel wonderful. Especially after Pastor Vanessa prayed that prayer on him. And I said, wait a minute. Let me, I feel wonderful. And we pray that you feel wonderful, too. Because there's just something about prayer that puts you in a different place. Prayer changes things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, focus. And prayer changes things, especially when you pray, believe in God.
Right.
Trusting God. Expecting him to do exactly what he says he will do. And then you already done told him whatever you say, I'm ready to obey.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just once again want to thank these wonderful, wonderful servant leaders here for coming out tonight and standing and coming out to the war room tonight, taking out time from their busy schedules to stand in the gap and to pray for God's people. So I just want to once again thank Evangelist Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Prophet Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. God bless all of you. You know I love you to life. And I just praise God for all of you who are listening.
Amen.
And we just pray that, you know, you just continue to put your hand in God's unchanging hand, acknowledge him in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, family. God bless you. I sure do love you. Thank you.
God bless
you. Good night.
Love you.
God bless you all. I love
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.